Let's go to the Word this morning. Not too long, and see what we can find. We're going to finish up this morning services with this message on grace, amazing grace. And I read a scripture, I've read it for years, but I've been focusing on grace during this series. And that's the beautiful thing about God's Word, when you start to focus on something. It could be an issue in your life. It could be a subject. And all of a sudden, a scripture that you've read a bunch of times will look differently. Because the Word of God is alive. It's quick. It's powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. It will meet you where you are. If you have an honest, humble, seeking heart, God wants to speak to you. You hear me? And so this scripture, you'll see it in just a bit, but it's just different. I just saw something I'd never seen before, and you might not even agree with me, which I could care less. We'll see. But I'm looking at grace. I'm looking at grace. Guys, we grew up, a lot of us, we grew up in a performance-based home. You do this and you do that, and if you don't do this or you don't do that, you're not going to get this and you're not going to get that and it ain't going to work, and that's just the way it is. If you cross the line too far, you're going to get your tail beat. Or we'll take your stuff from you. Then we grow up. And hey, I'm all for rules and guidelines in the home. I get that. But unfortunately, it morphs over into our faith. And we think God's this way. We grow up, so many of us, not knowing we're loved, not knowing we matter, not knowing we have value. And we say, well, I never talk like that. I never told my kids I loved them. And we make excuses till the cows come home, but we got a lot of damaged people. Y'all hear me or not? Say. But are we okay? We're fine. We can make it. But it screwed us up on our relationship with God. Because we think that it is performance-based. And it's hard for us to receive God's love because we don't even know what that looks like. I'm talking from personal experience. Not knowing what it was to be loved in a home. And then we get married, or we start dating, and then dating's about the sex. Feels good, all that stuff. And sometimes we just rush right over love. We don't even know what that is. And then inside of marriage, we get hurt, get left, get treated like dirt sometimes. And somehow through all of this, I'm supposed to know Jesus loves me. That's a little tough. Y'all hear me or not? Say. It just is. But here's the thing. So if I don't do this or do that, then I ain't going to get this or that. That's right. And even at work, you show up late 2-3 times, you're fired. Not now. You can be a bum and get a job. That's a whole other story, but anyway. But the point is, it just goes with us through our whole life. If you do this, or if you cross that line, I'm done. I'm out of here. It's hard not to believe that's the way it is with God, isn't it? That's hard to believe. You mean you love me unconditionally? You mean I don't have to keep a list of rules to get your affection and approval? But here's the problem. We've had men, mostly men, but women, down through the ages, but mostly men, I get it. But women as well. But we've taken church and turned it into that. That yes, God loves you and He died on the cross, His Son Jesus, and you put your faith in Him. But, if you sin, you're still going to hell.
Well, of course I'm going to sin. I'm a sinner. I don't know about y'all. Are y'all, anybody else in here still sinners or just me? What I'm saying is we've set up our faith for failure. And it's a form of control. And that's just not grace. Y'all hear me or not? You had zero to do. You need to come down off your high horse. Maybe it's a high horse you think you're on, or maybe you're there because you didn't know no better. That's just the way you've been your whole life. That's the way you've been taught from home, from church, that if you don't measure up or if you don't do just enough, you're not sure you're going to make it. And grace is, Jesus did it. He did it. Because you could never do it. And when you become a Christian, you don't become the one in charge now. Now you're saved, you're a Christian now. So now you've got to live right and do right. And if you don't, back to hell you go. Go to your room. And we even, down through the ages, churches have made up other rooms. Purgatory. That ain't in the Bible. We've screwed it up. Are y'all hearing me or not? I think I'm talking plain English here. I'm not doing it to put people down. I'm trying to say, people will argue with grace. That's sad. That's sad. It's sad when your argument is, and I have people tell me all the time, you don't understand, Pastor, what I've done. There's no way. There's no way God could forgive me. And then I hear what they've done, I'm like, dang, they're better than I am. Jeez. It's all up here in your head. Let's just talk about it for a minute. Now, that was the commercial. That was the prelude. But it's Easter. It'd be nice if I could get through to a few people today. Amen? Amazing grace. And we'll roll now. Say that out loud. Jesus Christ ran the race and won the race for the human race. That's grace. You didn't run no race. You didn't win no race. And you can't die for the human race. Because it wouldn't do no good. Got it? He did that. You never did that. You can't ever do that. You will never do that. He didn't call you to do that. He called you to be a believer. He called you to be a follower of His. He called you to be a disciple. You know what He called you to do? To love people. But if you don't know what grace is, it really hinders you with loving Him. It really hinders you loving Him if you don't understand how much you're loved. And that He will never, ever, if you're His child, He will never, ever, ever let anyone pluck you from His hand. He will never, ever let, He will never, ever, ever leave you nor forsake you. He won't. That's what grace is. He ran the race. He won the race for the who? And that's called what? That's grace. Let's go a little further with it. Now, we've been talking about it over several weeks. This isn't our first message. Okay? And to be honest with you guys, this isn't something I've understood. This isn't something like, well, Pastor Clark, he real smart. I'm one of the dumbest people and one of the slowest people to the starting line. You know what I mean? And guys like me, I have a big personality. I've got a very unusual brain. It never shuts off. I think a lot, which means I think more stuff than I should and worse thoughts than maybe I ought to. I mean, but the bottom line is, it doesn't mean I've had this down.
You know what's taught me more about grace than anything? Pain. Yeah! Being hurt. Being left. Being criticized. And in working with people, and I see their pain, your pain. So I'm more of a Johnny come lately to the grace thing, but I'm glad I got there. Amen. Say. And I want you to come on with me. Amen. So grace, here's what grace is. Here's the message title. Say it with me. Grace is, say it out loud, the work of the Lord. Grace is the work of the Lord. What's the work of the Lord? Grace is the work of the Lord. Got it? It ain't the work of Gary. It ain't the work of the church. It ain't the work of the Pope. It ain't the work of whatever. It wasn't the work of Mary. It's not the work of any. It's the work of the Lord. Grace. Got it? So when we have Easter, who do you keep hearing celebrated on Easter? His name is what? Jesus. That's grace. If grace had a name, his name would be Jesus. Got it? It's the work of the Lord. Grace. Help me, Raj. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. How about read that last line? To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Here's another reason we struggle with grace. Because we want the glory. If it's about rules, then I can keep them and I'm better than you. And boy, doesn't that feel great. It's just bull crap. Excuse my language. You're not better than me. And no, ma'am. And I'm not better than you. Here's the deal. We both stink. Remember my message on pig not long ago? Polluted, impotent, and guilty. Pig. Did you know somebody came and gave me another gift this morning? It was a beautiful little silver box. I opened it up and it was a pretty little pig inside. I've never been so mean to people and got gifts from it like I got from that message. That's incredible. Guys, it was Jesus that did it. But look what Paul the Apostle says. He said, I marvel at you. This ain't a good marvel. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into his grace. Into the grace of Christ. Unto what? Another gospel. Then he says this, which ain't another. There ain't but one gospel. Jesus is the gospel. He was born. He lived. He died on the cross. He was buried. He rose again the third day. That's the gospel. Paul said, man, I can't believe it. You've moved to another gospel, which ain't another, but there be some that trouble you that would pervert the gospel of Christ. Say this verse with me. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached. Say it out loud unto you. Say it out loud. Let him be. One of the worst things I think you can do to somebody is make them think if you don't perform just right, God won't love you. That's pretty cruel. Is that cruel or what? And it's a bald-faced lie. Christ came to save sinners, of whom Paul said, I'm chief. Jesus said, I came to seek and to save that which was lost. He said he came to give his life a ransom for people.
We see it on the cross, a thief, a dirty thief, a lying thief who put his faith in Christ. He said, today you'll be with me in paradise. It's all about grace. What is Easter about? What is this about? It's all about grace. It's about Him. It's about the work of the Lord. This is what got me this week, the verse. I've read it a bunch. I've written messages all over this passage. Say this verse with me. It's a great verse. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding, hang on, in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I just never saw that verse as clear as I saw it this time. I'm to be steadfast, I'm to be unmovable, and I'm to always abound in one big thing, the work of the Lord. What is the work of the Lord? The work of the Lord is, for God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. He was born of a virgin. He lived a life among sinful men. He was nailed to a cross. They sang Via Dolorosa about Him. Ain't no empty grave. You know what I'm saying? Grave's empty. It's all about Him. That's what I'm convinced of this Easter. That Gary Clark, you need to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abound in the work that I did. Did y'all hear me or not? Because I'm not saying you can't look at that verse differently. It can be like, I'm supposed to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work that I do for Jesus. But I think it'd be far better if you'd be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in what He did. Did I lose you on that or not? Let's examine it just a smidgen. Here we go. I want you to nail that verse with three words. Here it is. Steadfast. I am to be steadfast about the work of the Lord. What is the work of the Lord? Here's the work of the Lord. Jesus died, was buried, and He rose again. Say that out loud. Jesus died and was buried, and He what? Be steadfast about that. I don't give a hoot. Be steadfast about Jesus. It's your work. You did it. I couldn't earn it. I can't keep it. You're in charge. You wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. You're the forgiver of sins. Who am I but a worm? Remember that song? Alas, and did my Savior bleed? And did my Sovereign die? Would He devote that sacred head, help me, for such a worm as I? See, I've got lots of songs up here. What's that word steadfast mean? I need to be steadfast in what we celebrate today. I need to be steadfast in what we preach about Jesus around this place. I need to be steadfast. I need to be firm about this. I need to be unwavering. I need to know that what I believe and who I am as a believer is a reliable thing. Got it or not? I'm trying to pound this into your head. Help me, Raj. Here's a second word we saw. Unmovable. Well, that's just your opinion. It's not my opinion. It's the Word of God. You're goofy. It's not my opinion. If you don't want to believe the Bible, then have enough guts to say you don't believe it. But don't screw the Bible up to meet your whatever. Salvation is the work of the Lord. Say it out loud. Salvation is the work of the Lord.
How many in this room, be honest, this is going to be fun right here. How many have ever been kicked out of church in this room? Can I see some hands? Been kicked out of church. Can I see some hands? You've been kicked out. Congratulations. Did you know he's not going to kick you out? Y'all think I've been smoking stuff, don't you? Clark's gone crazy. No, when grace gets a hold of you, it's a good thing. That ain't a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's a good thing that I major more now on him than maybe what I do. Isn't that good? Say. I need to be steadfast. I need to be unmovable. I need to be unmovable on the work of the Lord, the work that Jesus did. Paul said, I marvel. You've moved so quick. Last time I left you, you were solid Jesus. Now I come back and you're following this joker. We need to be unmovable. It means to not change place. I'm not going to change place on Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead for my sins, and I had nothing to do with it. Got it? Yes or no? What's your position, Gary? My position is I must believe it to be saved. Do y'all hear me or not? Well, everybody's just good and everybody gets to go to heaven. That's bull. That ain't in the scriptures. Everybody's bad. And we all need to put our faith in him. That's the Bible. We need to be firm on this. It means to be unchangeable. You're not changing me on this. I was saved by grace, not of my good works, so I'm not going to boast about it. I'm going to boast in him. Am I pounding y'all today? Here's the funny thing. A lot of you sit there today, and inside your heart, you're arguing with me. And I'm not upset or nothing, because that's the way you've been taught. Whether it was childhood or whether it was your religious training. I don't know. I think it's pretty sad on Easter. He don't get all the credit. Y'all hear me or not? Well, if Easter, why not every day? Why not every day of my life? It was not what I did, it was what he did. Is it ringing a bell or not? To not move, unmovable. I'm not moving off of Jesus. He's my rock. You my shaky ground. I'm my shaky ground. He's my rock. It means totally satisfied. I think that's our problem right there. I think we're not totally satisfied with what Jesus did. And by that I mean, it's not believable almost. You mean he would die on a cross, raised from the dead, and all I got to do is really put my faith in him, and I won't go to hell. I'll be saved. And I'll be saved forever. That can't be true. Well, he's God and you're not. Love comes from God. Every bit of love that anybody ever has, it comes from God because God is love. He loves you. It was never about your performance or about your rules. It was never about that. He's never going to make you go to your room. Go to your room! No, he says, I'm praying for you. I love you. I care for you. What happens when we sin then? Is that, are you saying, Clark, we just get to go sin, live like hell raisers? Not saying that. I'm saying if you don't have, but I am saying this, there are definitely times when people do live like hellraisers. And they make bad choices. I'm just glad we have a father who doesn't throw them out with the garbage. Y'all hear me or not? Say, can we take another quick poll? I know you hate my polls. How many would say, Pastor, I was saved. I was a Christian. But I fell away from God. I got away from God. And I did some pretty crappy stuff in my life. It wasn't that He didn't love me. He didn't care for me. But it was me. I did it of my own free will. Anybody want to raise a hand and say I did that? Yeah. Babies are tickled too today, aren't they? So, I'm almost done with the message. Roger, we didn't even get through it, did we, buddy? We'll use it for another time. It was a nice one. I'm happy to park it right here with y'all today. Y'all hear me or not? So, amazing grace. It's the work of the Lord. Paul said, I'm surprised you've moved so quickly from His grace to another gospel, which there ain't another one. And so I found that verse, not just a verse, I've got the whole passage. I've got it all diagrammed and dissected, and it's all in a big message. I just ain't doing it. Here we go. So I'm to be steadfast, unmovable in the work of the Lord. Here's the last one. I'm to be what? Abounding. How much better would our life be if we were steadfast in the work that Jesus did, if we were unmovable in the work that Jesus did, and with the rest of our life, we spent our life abounding in what He did? I think we'd be different people. I know for sure you'd fall in love with the Lord more. The word abounding means totally abundant. Totally abundant. Great supply that's overflowing. You know what I want to be in great supply in my life? That Jesus, You paid it all. And all to You I owe. Sin had left the crimson stain. You washed it white as snow. I want to abound in that. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but because of You I'm found. I was blind, now I see. I want to be abounding when I think of Him. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great You are. How great You are. How great You are. Y'all hear me or not? When our faith is performance-based, don't be surprised if your songs don't change. And they'll have you or a preacher like me somewhere in there. I'd keep your song for Jesus. Amen? Abounding. Grace is, what is it? And we're done with these scriptures. Raj has a couple of scriptures. Pop them up, buddy. They're coming. I believe it, Raj. Be firm when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. These scriptures is where I'm ending right here. How many of you are like, I'm so glad I don't like Him? He's telling me God was not like my mother. He's telling me Jesus was not like my daddy. He's telling me Jesus is not like me. Because He ain't. We will hurt people. We will jump down their throat. God loves a snot out of you. You hear me? It almost doesn't sound like it can be possible. I'm not saying He's not a holy God. I'm not saying He's not a just God. But justice and holiness could never be meted out in you because you don't got none. So He took all that and put on His Son. And His Son perfectly finished your salvation. Y'all hear me? Let's read the scripture and we'll quit. Be steadfast in this. Be unmovable in this. Be abounding in this. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you what? By which also you're what? If you keep in your memory what I preached to you, you're not saved if you think you did it.
You're not saved. I just worship at the church. Give them my money. You're not. You need to remember what the Bible says. Amen or oh me. By which you're saved if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in what? For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I received. Say it with me. How that Christ died for what? Our sins according to the... And that He was what? Buried. And that He what? Rose again. To which day? According to the...
I'm done. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. If you're steadfast and you're unmovable and you're abounding on what He did, and you keep that at the forefront, I'm going to tell you right now, whatever you do, because your focus is on Him, your message is about Him, your work will not be in vain. Because you build it on solid ground. Jesus Christ. I feel like I'm a philosopher today. I mean, y'all been awful quiet. John, what do you think? I've been philosophizing, ain't I? John's quiet and everything. Come on. How y'all feeling? Do you feel loved? Do you feel like this was a hateful message? Oh, God hates me. He just hates me. Isn't that funny? A lot of people don't go to church because they leave feeling like they got hated on. The only ones I'm hating on is if you think you're good enough to do it yourself. And I want you to feel really crappy. If it means you feel crappy to get you to see the grace of Almighty God, then I'm all over that. Amen.